For the entire year, this has to be the most exciting time as the winners of this year's Dayton Literary Peace Prize are announced.
Oh my gosh, every year it's incredibly exciting. I mean, there's a tremendous build-up to this moment. It starts in January when the nominations open, right? We have an open call for nominations, and that goes out in media across the country, primarily book industry publications. And as those nominations come in, right, I mean, there are some we know that are going to be on the list. And so to see some of those that we know are going to be there, and then sometimes even better than the ones that are known are the ones that are not known, and the ones that are surprises, and the ones that we get to learn about right along with everyone else.
The Dayton Literary Peace Prize Executive Director Nick Rains is naturally very busy and excited for this year's Dayton Literary Peace Prize winners, just announced last week. I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. As this year's Dayton Literary Peace Prize winners were announced, aside from peace,
right,
is there something that seems to run common through this year's winners?
You know, I think that this year is somewhat, there's a uniqueness to the lineup this year. And that is, there isn't necessarily a common theme. We are seeing this year some real diversity. Again, we have a climate change book with The Burning Earth by Sunil Amrith. We have Martyr, the fiction winner, and then Black Butterflies as the fiction runner-up. And then there's an immigration book with A Map of Future Ruins. So, I mean, I would say no, there isn't necessarily a common theme, aside from peace.
Let's talk about this year's fiction winner, Martyr by Kaveh Akbar, who's actually known more for his poetry than for his prose.
Right, right. And in that light, when I called him to let him know that he had been selected by our judges as the fiction winner, just to listen to him talk is poetic. I mean, every sentence there's nothing common about anything he says. So I'm really looking forward to him getting to interact with people here in Dayton and for him to give his acceptance speech. It'll be fantastic. Martyr is, to your point about Kaveh being a poet, I mean, it is a poetic and emotionally intense novel about a young Iranian-American artist who is haunted by his mother's death, navigating addiction, his own grief, faith. And it really explores what it means to sacrifice or to be a martyr, you know, yourself for beliefs, identity, and meaning, and how one, you know, might find redemption or purpose amid all of the loss that this character experiences.
Let's talk a little bit about this year's fiction runner-up, Black Butterflies by Priscilla Morris. In many ways, great ties to Dayton in that it takes place right in Sarajevo, right?
It does, yeah. In the spring of 1992. And I should mention, too, that Black Butterflies is Priscilla's debut novel, which is actually something that is also not uncommon for us. For example, The Light Pirate a few years ago, that was Lily's first novel. You know, generally speaking, as the city falls under siege, the main character faces increasing danger. She clings to her art, she clings to her relationships and her community. And this book really is about resilience and the role of art in a crisis, but also of human solidarity and hope under extreme adversity.
As of today, there are still tickets available for the award ceremony itself.
There are. We are no longer at the Schuster Center as of this year. We simply have outgrown it. We're moving to the Dayton Arcade, where we have a tremendous opportunity to grow. There are tickets available. I would say that, as is normal with our gala, they will go quickly. But yes, there are tickets available for that.
Tickets for the 20th Annual Dayton Literary Peace Prize Awards presentation on November 9th are available, but as Nick said, they will go quickly. More information about the gala, as well as the Saturday Conversation with the Authors, can be found at DaytonLiteraryPeaceprize.org. On our next Arts Focus, Nick Rains will share more about this year's nonfiction winners, as well as this year's Richard C. Holbrooke Distinguished Achievement Award winner, Salman Rushdie. Please tune in then. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.